KMOX. Michael Kelly alongside. I'm John Hancock. We are with you until 10 o'clock. Then Chris and Amy take over. We'll stick around for that 10 o'clock hour. But right now is Michael and I and many of you are nearing the age of retirement. We're all taking things into account. Folks are looking at what they've accumulated, trying to determine what is enough, when, how long will it last, and a lot of questions. And it's a source of some anxiety for a lot of people. And so we thought we'd check in with Casey Boas. She's the head of retirement thought leadership and marketing for BlackRock. They've just come out with a new report called The Read on Retirement. Casey Boas, welcome to KMOX. How are you?
Good, John, Michael, great to be here.
We are delighted to have you. A lot of concerns with people, but we're living longer now. The retirement age has risen in the past decades, and I think there's a lot of concern. Maybe the principal concern that people have is outliving their retirement savings. How big of an issue is that for Americans?
You're absolutely right. It's a huge issue and something that employers are thinking more and more about, as are everyday Americans. You know, people are living into their 80s, 90s, even hundreds isn't uncommon. And yet, as you say, the retirement age has stayed largely the same. And so the number one concern that we see in the survey, and we've been doing it for 9 years now, is that people are worried about outliving their retirement savings. Across the board, a full 60% of people cite that it's their number one financial fear.
And you see a lot of people that will continue working. They may retire from a professional occupation and then take a job maybe in the service industry and so forth. That's becoming increasingly common as well.
Yeah, it's absolutely true. You know, phased retirement, the second act, an encore career, these are all buzzwords that we're hearing more and more, not just in academic circles, but in people's real lives. And I think, you know, it makes sense if you think you're going to live to 100, and we find that in our survey that people's expectations of how long they're going to live is extending as well, then you're going to live your life differently. You know, that sort of go to school, go to work, retire, three-phase formula doesn't really hold anymore. It's not as modern.
Casey, I'm a Generation Xer, so I'm not necessarily close to retirement, but now's the time I got to be saving, etc. Are we seeing behaviors changing now and rules of saving changing as a result of us living longer? Are what we're being advised by financial analysts changing?
Absolutely. And so you're in the most pessimistic generation, I hate to tell you, John.
Maybe you'd agree that's with Michael. That. He is pessimistic, trust me.
Okay. Gen X, we found, was the generation that's the least likely to feel on track for retirement. And, you know, I think some of that is not necessarily a bad thing. It's human nature. You know, when it is right around the corner, you start to take it a lot more seriously. The encouraging news, I think, is that we actually find this generation is most consistently saving for retirement. 80% say that they are consistently putting money from their paycheck away each year in retirement. Now, something that we're not seeing folks take full advantage of is something called catch-up contributions. So there are IRS limits on how much you can contribute to your 401k in any given year. But when you get to age 50 or older, they extend that. They give you a little boost. You can put even more away. You can put an extra $7,500 away in your 401k each year. We find that only a little over 30% of Gen X that's eligible is currently taking advantage of that. And it's not something that's talked about a whole heck of a lot. So that could be one thing to look at.
So the other thing is, when I think of Gen X myself, we don't necessarily have the huge debt that a lot of these millennials and Gen Z are coming with. That has to be a bleak outlook for those folks as they start to think about retirement, because number one, you got youth. It's a long way away. And number two, you've got a house payment, most likely without a house, and your student loans.
Right. Well, one thing that we do see Gen X contending with, and they're classically called the sandwich generation for a reason, right? They may have older parents themselves that they're still taking care of at the same time that they are saving for their children's futures. So we see Gen Xers actually with a fair amount of student loan debt that might not be their own, it might be their kids. And we're now seeing millennials kind of creep into that sandwich generation. Now it's a double-decker sandwich generation, I guess. They've got student loan debt that they're contending with, as well as credit card debt. And same with Gen Z. Credit card debt really leaves no man behind, it seems.
Casey Boas is our guest. She is the head of retirement thought leadership and marketing for BlackRock. BlackRock, what, is the largest investment firm in the world? Is that right?
That's right.
Yeah, you guys are big. You're managing a lot of money for a lot of people out there, and I'm sure you're giving a lot of advice to your clients. Somebody that's just getting started in the workforce, what's a good savings regimen for them to start doing early on to ensure that they've got enough when they retire?
Well, look, saving for retirement is such a personal thing. It's one of the reasons that we wanted to look at this year's survey data by generation and by gender. And, you know, for people just starting out, they've got a lot of ways that they're trying to make that paycheck stretch. And so I think that's the first thing to understand. And, you know, people should try to give themselves a little bit of grace because it takes time to get right. But saving as much as you can, as early as you can, it sounds like trite advice, but it pays off over time. And then I think, you know, the other thing that people should be thinking about is asking their employer about what options are available for retirement income. Because yes, you have a long, long runway to save, and that's fantastic, but you're going to get to the point in retirement where then you have this nest egg, and the really hard question is, what are you going to do with it so that you don't outlive your savings?
Yeah, there you go. And folks that want to take a look at this read on retirement from BlackRock, how would they go about finding that?
You can find it at blackrock.readonretirement.com. It'll be right there for you.